just got to put it on me when we go live. Like, why can't it just be on everybody?
It's so your show. Introduce it.
No, it's not. I'm some censored rare. You see our live or whatever the fuck we call this shit show nowadays. I don't really know. And now we're not going to be able to monetize because I swore in the first 15 seconds. Are you happy now, Luke? Are you happy?
That you did. And oh my.
No, you're not happy?
I'm very happy, but my internet's not playing very nicely today, so I hope I don't drop out again.
Great, great. Yeah, mine's flickering, so I'm
not
really...
Oh, no, it'll be all right. Now.
It's going to be just me.
There's Mira.
I see everybody flickering. It's like a bad
Jeff,
board movie.
I've got a special present for you. So do you remember your friend, this one?
And now he's videotaping me.
Because this is unlawful.
Ma'am, he's running me over.
No, I'm not.
Ma'am, hurry, please, hurry. Mike!
Well, it turns out that's not her first little rumble. This was one a couple of years back.
She picked up this stick.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to hit my brother's car.
They're both of them.
She is being so rude to us.
Both
all I want to know is her
help
name
me, help.
And
he
her boss's
ran
name.
Over me.
Oh, bull crap.
He almost ran
I have a dash cam.
Yeah.
I have a dash cam.
Get him out of here, Trevor. Get him out
I
of here.
I want your boss's name. That's all I'm asking
the
for. Can I get your
here.
Boss's name?
The cops
can I get
here.
Your boss? Hey, don't park on the grass. Sir, you get cannot park on the grass.
Get him out of here.
4046. How
right
come they're still on the grass?
Get them out of here.
This lady is rude. She's got a foul mouth. She used a black racial slur.
Judy, stop it. You're on my property now.
I just want you.
So she's notorious for it. It's not her first rodeo.
Honey, she has been rode hard and put away wet multiple times. Not once. Multiple times. You see that bitch's busted face? At least she has some dying this time, though. Good Lord. I love her. Let's get her on the show.
My
I just want to ask her what she's diagnosed with.
I want to know what happened to Trevor.
Yeah.
And Mike.
Are both the dudes in the cover? Are they both black men?
We just don't know what's going on.
Is
she like the original Karen?
She is the she's King Karen.
She's Proto Karen.
King Karen.
Yeah, she's the original strain.
When are you going to quit smoking, Jeffrey?
He used to hide it on air. Now he just does it. You've made this like a PG-13 show just from that, apart from the swearing. And this is the last little.
It's good for you.
Last little special for you, Jeffrey, because someone actually did a remix of your favorite girl.
That's crazy of all time. This crazy bitch. Oh, I just want to know all of her diagnosis and how many pills she's on a day, because it's got to. Oh, she's still going. I can still hear it.
That was me. Sorry, no, that was me. I was like,
she's accusing you of running her over, Jeffrey.
I was so excited.
Yeah, but here's the thing: I would have run her.
No, you can find. Oh, no, she got sacked. Actually, that's what I wanted to say. She actually got sacked. So she was like a gate person at a park, Cedar Parks or something it was called, and she's now been sacked. So she's been doing this for a few years now. Like, obviously, just having histrionic episodes with people at the gate.
She's the gatekeeper.
Mike!
Trevor!
He's running me over! Help, ma'am! Help!
He's crushing me!
And it's still good! It's still moving!
She's got problems, and I really, really, really want to know what they are. Like, Vera, come on. What do you think?
Do you really think she knows what they are? Come on. He knows what they are.
No.
You can take medicine for most of the shit that people have these days.
Well, Vera, would you say in the DSM-5, she may check a lot of boxes in histrionic personality disorder?
At the least. The very least.
What is Jeffrey going to think of histrionic
people? That motion sense a lot.
That damn motion sensor. Look at, okay, I put my bottles.
You could ask your ghost to just move in front of it every now and then.
That's why I put the bottles away to scare him, so he doesn't tell me to find the bones anymore. Like in the middle there, or over here, there's a tequila bottle. Don Vieira.
He's gonna cater for different tastes, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever he wants, it's there.
You're decorating your newly built shed.
Yeah, my little screened-in porch area. Yeah.
Well, Vera, we have these upcoming guests. You know, Ann and Renata, who Rightfully Good, and they may or may not have told Jeff that there is a ghost behind him who stands there and smokes.
This chick is telling me while I'm chilling in Missouri in, like, you know, bone country, there's a man smoking behind me, and that he kept saying to her, find the bones. It just so happens there's like one of those backhoe digging machines over behind me, and I'm like, yo, Aunt Mel, how you feel about me digging up the yard?
You're really going to dig up the yard?
I might, yeah. But I got to do now, it when she's got...
She now, was one of these paranormal ghost hunters, was she psychic?
Yes.
Yes, and the one had no bullshit cards. Yes. Or she called them naughty cards, where it was like, if you ask a stupid question, she's going to give you a stupid answer. She's like, you have to ask me if I should leave my relationship, bitch? You should already fucking know.
The episode is going to be airing soon, so everyone will be able to see what we're talking about.
My friend Tracy.
And I should play the promo.
No.
You tell us, Vera.
Yeah, go, Vera.
My friend Trink, her group intentionally sets out to prove there isn't any ghosts present, but have often been proven wrong. And that's the on the paranormal investigation. You know, she's got a few ghost stories. She was excited about coming on, but I haven't had a chance to talk to her again.
Oh, absolutely. Line her up, because we want spook all month. Their promo for their upcoming appearance, which should be next week, actually.
I do believe in spooks.
And you'll get to see the very special love affair that's bloomed between the ladies and Jeffrey.
They really did.
If you go over to their page, they have they did a show yesterday. They're doing like live readings. So if you want to get a reading by them, you need to get on their Facebook page. It's like
they do it every week.
Yeah. So you can get a free reading.
What's the page? Tell us the page.
I don't know.
Jeffrey has linked it. Wait, I'll find it now. I'll let you go.
Yeah, it's on our page. So if you actually
it's on our page. Linked, okay.
It's there.
Thanks for that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you would
it's,
have.
It's got Rihanna okay, so, in it.
Yeah, wait. Okay, so this is their. All right, so I'll just quickly do it up.
Oh, wait.
So this is just their. This is just their plain old, their plain Facebook. So it's so Anne and Renata, but they also do Frightfully Good, which you can look at, look up.
If you follow this page below us, though, it'll access everything else. So that's their like social media for the business. So yeah, if you follow the one below, it'll give you, it'll keep you informed on all of their goings on.
Jeffrey's living in a haunted house right now.
At least a haunted porch.
He's being haunted.
I had
did you build your porch over an Indian graveyard?
It might be. There's a lot of arrowheads down here. We had the kids at the beach last night because the water level's low enough now so we could take the golf carts over there. And wave your hand, Jeffrey. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Hi. Oh, thank you so much. My lighting. We got a small budget. The lighting crew.
Yeah, you're not Mariah Carey, are you?
I don't know him.
So few of us are.
I don't know him.
We might have to talk about that next episode, but she's dropping some hot tea in her book. It's coming out on the 19th of October.
I can't wait. That bitch is pre-ordered.
That's
I want to know if she really got the money from the billionaire when they broke up and they were just dating. Where she like requested some crazy ass $1 million amount from him and she kept the ring.
An inconvenience fee, wasn't it?
Inconvenience fee.
That's what she called it. That's what you called it.
You should be able to charge.
There would be an inconvenience.
A small dick fee. I think we should be able to charge moron fee. I think we should be able to charge. I sent him to the store with a list and we've been together for 8 years and he still don't know the garlic powder that I get. And they should have to pay dearly because it's bullshit when you break up with somebody and it's like, wait a minute, I invested all this time and effort into you. I need some cash flow.
Oh my gosh. Well, see, you know what? We're 12 minutes.
I realize I'm the only girl.
We can let Vera go now. We can.
I realize I'm the only girl here. But in my experience, men are a little bit brain damaged.
You probably have the biggest set of balls out of all four of us. I said it. I said what I said.
Have you met my sister?
She might have a bigger set of balls than all four of us.
Hers definitely hang down below her skirt.
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
Well, Vera, what would your sister think about this?
She would be far less explosive about this than I get. She is very... You know, being the politician that she is, she does not get explosive about this stuff, whereas I'm like, fuck you, fuck Trump, this is bullshit. Does he think for 1 minute that because Biden didn't say Green New Deal that we're going to drop our vote? No.
He won't even respond to this. Okay, so if you guys can't read and you're watching the show, one, you should invest in Hooked on Phonics, and two, it says... I say to Trump right now today, if you have paid millions and millions of dollars, if you think the New York Times is fake news and is lying, then you can solve that problem. Show us your tax returns like every other presidential candidate has done. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Senator, I'm sorry. I should have read it too. But Bernie Sanders did tweet out today because in the debate, Trump kept saying, oh, you've lost the left. You've lost the left. Like the right left was ever going to vote for you.
Okay. My favorite was, what's his face? Grandpa Dementia there. Telling Trump
he is not to demented.
Shut up. I'm like, he's got a little bit of a temper.
That was intense.
He told that one worker, I don't work for you. And now he's telling Trump to shut up, which is fine. And then Trump.
Yeah, Trump needed to shut up. They needed to cut off his mic.
I mean, I love it. I love the fact
that he told him. But did you feel it? But did you feel it degenerated a little bit? Like they were both
it was graceful.
This is what I said it was.
If there was any other debate, any other presidential debate, Joe Biden saying, shut up, you're just yapping, you're a liar, and you're the worst president, would have totally disgraced Joe Biden. Yep. But the fact that Trump was clearly coked up or Adderalled up or snorting something, you know, he couldn't stop sniffing and he couldn't stop talking. He was just such a big, horrible bully that Joe Biden being that rude neck up front didn't come off bad at all.
I'm just going to say it now. Trump's words are coming back to bite him because years ago he said that Barbara Walters made a comment about Rosie O'Donnell that was like, well, if you hire pigs, you got to get down in the mud with them. Well, we hired a pig and now Biden had to get down in the mud with him.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you couldn't stop him. He was a bulldozer saying, blah, 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 blah.
And all, like, he hates Rosie O'Donnell because she said that he wasn't the moral authority for 21-year-olds in America. And she made fun of that fucking horrible-ass hair on his head.
I love this meme, though. This meme was great. The debate is completely a different culture, isn't it? Everything here is immediately followed by sarcastic comments and nasty responses. Yet we're finally where we belong.
Oh my God! You know,
I love those two. I can't think of their Waldorf and Astoria.
They kind of look like Trump and Biden a little bit.
When I was in college, one of my roommates said watching movies with me was like watching movies with those two guys from the Muppets.
I get very upset at movies. Like, do you remember The Holiday? It had like Jude Law in it, and you know Rose. Yeah, the movie the boat they'd be sinking. The thing, I'm watching that movie, and I'm sitting with my girlfriend, Shannon. We always are like, you know, the weird ones out, where we look at each other, and we're like, what happens if they crash each other's car? Is there insurance for that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're worried about the logistics of this shit.
Well, I was saying,
get excited.
I'm a big-ass wuss when it comes to horror movies, but the Blair Witch Project, I'm just sitting there going...
Oh, that was so dumb.
Get on the fucking camera and pick up a rock, sharpen a stick. What are you doing?
There was nothing about that scary. You know what got me?
I'm annoyed.
Was that damn remake of the chainsaw? Nyah, 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 where he's going all crazy, hacking people up. That movie I was watching at Home Alone, I had to stop it and finish it during the daylight. I didn't care for that. A little too great. That and Signs. To this day, I can't watch Signs alone.
Just hitchhiking back to our previous conversation. My favorite show in the entire world was Haunted History, where they go to all these haunted places and tell all the ghost stories, like in the Castle of Windsor and the Tower of London. And I would watch that endlessly. If they had a marathon, I was there. And then my sister and her husband got a house and they moved out on me and I live alone now. And I'm just like, can't watch this.
Oh my God.
I'm scared now.
Well, I think what we can do, well, we can watch it all together. They have those things now. We have the streaming parties.
You guys need me to hold my hand.
Well, we can do that, Vera.
We're going to do a stream where a watch party, and Katie very kindly said she's going to come and hold your hand, and you're going to have curlers in your hair and gowns.
I don't know curlers.
I just want mud masks.
And be like, oh, great. Then we're going to get canceled like the Golden Girls on Hulu. Yeah.
Maybe not.
We can't get canceled because nobody's picked us up.
That's true. With our whole two watchers. How you doing, guys? I one
the other one.
Ain't got
when is that?
Hey, we had like 12 at one point. Oh, there we go. Yeah. We got 3. Woo!
They didn't like Mike.
Maybe they sure did.
No, that's probably what got them in.
It was because you swore in the first 12 minutes, Jeffrey.
No, they don't like it when I swear. Those religious types. So guess what? Fuck you. I saw they were opening a new Catholic school in Auburn, and they're saying it's doing well. I'm surprised. I didn't comment this time because last time I got told that I was sensationalizing my experience with the priest that ran that high school. When he would go in and ask people, do you masturbate with animals? I know I wasn't.
I was in Catholic school 20 years before you, and he was asking all those questions to me and my classmates. We are going, did the priest just ask you if you masturbated? Yeah.
But like asking high schoolers if they masturbate with animals, like what podunk city do you think we're in, bitch?
I remember walking into the confessional and saying, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." And the priest says to me, "Have you had any impure thoughts?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I said, I don't know what you mean, Father. And he just started listing this laundry list of stuff that had never occurred to me, you know?
Allegedly, like, they get off on it. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Like projecting their filthy.
Like, don't leave your dog in his
house.
Well, then the best part was this short little teacher thing that worked there, who was a closet case lesbian with this other broad, who she used to wear like 90s and 80s prom dresses to work because they bought clothes at the thrifty shopper because they got paid like in bread.
Was one of the pay
show? She like called a meeting in with my mother when I like came out in 11th grade. And it was the only like hard thing, like, you know, everybody, whatever. It was whatever. But this bitch wanted to send me to an all boys academy. Like two and a half hours away.
And that would have been like, rough.
Sign me up, bitch. I would, honey, I would have tore those boys up. It would have just been, you're going to unleash somebody who just came out of the closet in 11th grade.
Jeffrey, if you got to that school, you might have ended up in the priesthood.
Never. I was an altar boy. No. I taught religion to the poor kids that couldn't afford to go to Catholic school. No. I hated priests with their ugly fingernails. That one Father Casper, he always had all that fungus and shit in his thumbnail, and you'd have to hold the book up and he'd be sitting there.
I never met him.
He was at St. Mary's, allegedly.
Me and God have broken up.
Yeah. He
wasn't a very good boyfriend. I remember his birthday, but he never remembered mine.
You know, I went
Thank
to
you, Steve.
Mexico once. I worshipped all night with Jesus. But he had a Benz, which was nice, but the windshield was cracked, and I wasn't really all that impressed. And he had that movie 300 on bootleg because it was, you know, it was before that came out. And I'm like, I don't know you. I'm not going upstairs with you. I don't feel like that's what you would be teaching me right now. And I really, after feeling what was in his pants, I was like, there's no reason for me to go upstairs. You don't need any help.
You didn't really want to see 300, did you?
No, honey, Jesus.
Does anybody really want to see 300?
Well,
trying to heighten the mood.
Come on, Steve, change my mind.
How's that?
And he was like, "I got some good pot." I'm like, I bet you do, Jesus.
Oh, gosh. Alrighty, well.
So now that, let's see,
Steve,
we bashed religion, we bashed Trump, but where we got now?
Oh, we're going down south.
We have Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson is being sued by her management firm for alleged unpaid commissions to the tune of $1.4 million. But here's the tea on this, right? The management firm is run by her
ex-husband's
father.
Isn't her ex-husband's father Reba McEntire's husband?
Ex-husband now.
They're not divorced yet.
Reba and Kelly have both left the Blackstock men. They're out, and it looks like the boys are trying to dig their heels in. Apparently, Kelly's agreement dates back to 2007, and it was only ever a verbal agreement, so she wasn't. She didn't have her talk show. She didn't have her Vegas residency. She didn't have any of that. She's already paid them $5.7 million this year.
Prove it. It's a verbal agreement.
I don't like her chances. And yeah.
Don't have your husband's father manage your shit. There's your lesson.
Yeah, let's just talk about this whole management dynamic.
Why is
the business so convoluted that artists can't take their own money from their own product? Kelly Clarkson is the artist. She's the one that's bank, you know, not this management firm. They've already got $1.5 million. How much of her money do they need?
Well,
obviously, it's just personal now.
When I was booking some folks for conventions, you know what I'm saying? It was giving me my 10% or it's no go.
True.
I gotta get paid.
That's the business side of the music business, though.
They've already got $1.4 million. Do you think that they need more of her money if they didn't write anything on paper? They can't prove it.
It's just personal now.
What
I think,
percentage
anyway.
Are they trying to get? Like, that's the crazy thing. Like,
exactly.
I want to talk more about the black velvet number she was wearing. She was looking hot. It was a pretty outfit.
I thought you were going to talk about that song, and I'm like, please don't bring that up.
Yeah, she's a
velvet in that little voice.
Listen. Do you remember at the Finger Lakes Mall, they did the Fun Flick videos, and it was on a green cassette, and you went in, they had all these props, and you got in front of a green screen, and you lip synced to a song?
No.
Oh, listen. I was probably like 10, okay? And of course, what song did I have to do? Black Velvet.
Oh, girl, did you work it out?
My little brother were in, like, matching Christmas sweaters, and I had sunglasses on like I was fucking Ray Charles. I don't know.
We need that tape.
Oh, it's wretched. I'm sure.
If I sing a song on air, do we have to pay royalties?
Probably.
Only a certain amount. It's all right. You just gotta cut yourself off a little bit.
I don't think she's making much off that song.
I did. I stopped after two words because I'm like, oh, we've been getting into trouble here.
I don't think Kelly's going to have much problem. Apparently, her ratings are overtaking Ellen's now, so Ellen's on the way out.
I can't imagine why.
Kelly's on the way in.
Wow. We keep losing Luke. Is he falling asleep?
I think he has a day.
Ellen is worth more money than freaking God.
No, it's my internet. It's
you know, if her
my router.
She has to take a little hiatus from her show, she'll be fine.
She could take a hiatus for the rest of her life and be fine. Have you seen her house?
No, I wasn't invited.
She's got enough money. Yeah, Alan doesn't have
it's hideous, though.
She was getting, like, Rosie kind of money, and Rosie walked away from, like, $50 million for
spent, like, $500 million to create a gorilla preserve in Africa.
Who?
For her Ellen. 60th birthday. Ellen. She can bleed. If her show tanks, she's fine.
She might just have to create.
I just listen. After she did that whole bit that she wouldn't like do a tribute to Joan Rivers, I was done. I was like, I spit on you, bitch. She paved the way for your miserable lesbianonic ass. Where you know, look at what you did to poor Anne Heche, allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, we really blame Ellen.
She went nuts after her.
No. Separate topic of Anne Heche being mentally ill. Didn't she say something at the beginning of The Stars that she was very thankful for to Ellen?
I don't watch
it. Like,
you're the only one watching.
I'm not watching that closely.
Like not to be diplomatic, wouldn't she? Like, somebody, you know, I'm sure room. There's emotion removed now.
One of you three people, post
she would
up,
just be like,
meh. She's like, dude, don't put me in. Like,
I knew. Safet, how are you?
I'm not
happy with the cursing.
I'm not an Ellen person.
Which is good, because that's all I do.
Yeah, she's out of touch. She's out of touch in a major way.
And she's looking real rough. She looked like she's drinking heavy, like around her eyes and shit is looking real thin. I'm like, somebody
she's old,
Merlot too much.
She's old.
She's old, and she's the face of a cosmetics company.
She can't even dance.
I'm not that far behind Ellen in terms of years. I can't look at her. She's old.
But when you spend years I will say this because it's true. Like, when you get the reputation of the Queen of Nice, you know, like Rosie did, and then Ellen, oh, this fucking light. that's a really hard title to live up to. So, you know what I mean? And you're managing your staff is almost 300 people. That's a lot of shit to handle. But, I mean, you obviously got to know that people are told not to look at you in the face.
That comes from somewhere.
Right. You know what I mean? There was a lot of rules that had to do with her directly that they had to have come, like, closer to her. And, like, how is that making it a happy work environment if low-level employees can't even look at you or speak to you?
Sit there for a minute.
I don't know her.
You know what? If I were, if every intern that walked in wanted a selfie and wanted to talk about their screenplay and wanted to bug you about everything that they wanted from you, you might make that rule too.
Oh, look, I'm a firm believer. That's why I wear resting bitch face everywhere I go, because don't talk to me. I don't like people. Even at the sub shop, I was like, I got to the
car. That's true. Jeff's always made it clear to us that, you know, that he's not going to look at us and that we don't interact with him. Seriously, the cameras up, don't talk to him.
Because we are all in the same location, he'd be swatting us.
Apparently, that's what happens. I'm the devil.
You are. But you're a handsome devil.
Stage, a little stage AI action there.
Yeah. Sorry, speaking of Jeff, have you had any luck finding a new director for the show?
Not yet. So if you are interested in joining a crazy, out of control show and see what goes on behind the scenes, message us. You could be a part of our show and you could be the new director. It's really pretty simple, but we just are the talent and can't be bothered.
Well, I can't. I'm struggling with it because there's just too much happening for this blonde head. I just can't do it.
I do love what you did with my little existential terror comment that with the little Trump.
Oh, Trump.
You know what, Vera? I'm having a love affair with you. I swear to God.
She's good value. Actually, Vera, I'm going to try and upload that clip as we speak. Well, you guys just keep going.
I love the little cartoon thing. And you just were so pissy about that little short thing that you were in there with the glasses and that hair.
I don't mind that I'm fat. I don't mind that I'm short. But I know damn well I'm an inch taller than Katie.
You're going to have to be okay with it.
I'm an inch taller than Katrina.
You're going to have to be okay with it because I think we're going to try and put it on a shirt. So you're going to have to deal with that.
Way taller than Katrina. Katrina's like this tall. Who? Which she said.
That's what I mean. Everybody's 6 foot except for the little fat girl.
But that's the only way he could probably make her fat proportion. You know what I mean? Like if he made her tall and tall.
No, just I don't know what you mean.
Like he made me look kind of skinny. I was like, God bless.
I'm thrilled with mine. I'm like,
you're skinny, Jeff. Everybody's skinny.
No,
I'm just a little one, picking up two places and 40 feet tall. At 40, everybody's 4 feet taller than me.
I told everybody.
I mean, I don't care. It was just
SeaWorld offered me a job.
Who offered you a job?
SeaWorld. They had great benefits, but I don't like fish. You know what I mean? Like, I do like swimming and it's warm there, so it could have worked out, but the whole fish thing, I just wasn't going to be like... Not for a fish, bitch. Maybe like a gold bar or something.
Well,
like,
I do have to ask, where's the blowhole, honey?
Oh, wow. Oh, Vera.
You know y'all keep me around for a reason. It's not because I'm tall.
I'm retired. I don't do such things anymore.
I know. You're a daddy.
Right.
Jaw cracks. You know what I mean? Like, those days are over.
Arthritis has set in.
Yeah, girl, I can't be bothered. Like, there's no man worth all that. Like, it used to be exciting. Now I'm just like, oh, no. No, I don't do that. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to put this episode up sometime this weekend as just as a special YouTube video. I think I've dropped out again.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I have.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just going to run the clip. No, I'm still here. Okay, I'm just running the clip because my end's like really choppy and horrible.
No, my.
I have moved from chronic anger to existential terror. Every day.
There's this picture. This dog sitting at his coffee table and it's all on fire around him. And he's like, this is fine. That's me. That's literally me just every day. This is fine. Trying to keep a calm face for the kids. Like, this is fine. This is good.
No, he's like, oh, my alarm's going off. Jeez, it's time to go to work. I laid out my outfit. I'm going to wear the pink shirt today. Got to get in the shower. Trump's president.
Yep, pretty much. All right, guys. Time to get ready for school. Time to get ready for daycare. Grabs pillow. Oh! just can't handle it anymore. I'm just losing my mind.
That is one of my favorite clips.
I'm glad you liked it.
Love Trump popping his face.
I did too. I thought it was genius.
I want that to be a t-shirt. I would wear that bitch everywhere.
The beer like this with Trump just over.
And Trump's face coming at her. I'll wear it all over Eagle Rock.
Okay, that's one of our first merchandise.
That's going to be it.
We've got the Vera pop head. We've got the Vera and Trump shirt.
Do we have to pay money for that?
My fingers should bobble.
No, he's a public figure. We can use
like his a ketchup mask of Trump hanging off fingers.
Well, let's ask Kathy Griffin how well that
Poor
went.
Poor Kathy. I love you, Kathy. I know you're watching.
Did you watch the documentary?
Oh yeah, I bought it. I had that
so
shit,
good.
Yeah. Oh, that was so really good. Oh, look at Ryan's here. Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
So good.
Look, Ryan's hand is a little brown.
His dick ain't though.
Oh wow.
Not that I know. I heard through the basement.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. There's this one time with a lesbian in the basement. I don't know. Allegedly. But she could have been a man because she was hairy. It really was though. She's what nightmares are made of. Oh, you know her, Vera.
Oh, do I? Yes. Intimately?
That one really obnoxious lesbian we both know.
Oh, the one that yelled at me for my Catco commercial?
The one that thinks she can sing? Oh, well, I guess she can sing.
She can sing. She is a very brilliant singer.
What is this from Ryan? I missed all of this. My internet was playing up again.
I was only commenting about the good palm, Ryan.
I will reply to that. I'm on the Facebook chat.
Yeah, I missed it too, Ryan. Oh my gosh.
Where's Katrina
what are
when you're
doing, Jeffrey?
Where is Katrina?
We are never going to get to boost that one.
She is on a beach right now. I hate that bitch.
She needs it's to stop calling in. On those beaches,
yeah. My love. Calling interact- him from the beach, she's like, "Sorry, no connection."
I thought last time she called in, she was sitting there on the waterfront with all those yachts in the background, and she was like, "I'm going fishing." That's the last we heard from her,
honey. And she's been fishing hard. I'm a little jealous, but I know I'll get my 10%, so it's fine. Listen, us, you know, bitches got to stick together. You know what I'm saying? I gotta say, if I was like her,
I'd rule the world.
When the sugar's plentiful, you share. What what's the point of having all that if you can't sprinkle a little sugar on your friends?
All that.
Yeah, she was, honey. All that.
All that and more.
Oh no, Ryan. No. Life is not easier on this side of the fence, baby. Yeah.
Sometimes
you and I could have been happy though.
Maybe he would have wrote a song that
would say, Ryan, sorry he tuned in.
Doesn't cry. Yeah, there's a song. If you go over to Coughlin's Coughlin Music. I think on YouTube right now, you can go find under Make It Count. There's a song titled Jeffrey, and he spelled my name wrong, I think, purposely, just to be a bitch.
Maybe it's a song about me.
Plausible deniability, so he doesn't owe you any copyright.
It's a phrase I was looking for.
He's got to defend himself. Then we've got to wait
for it. Steve, yeah, you've been through a few like contracts, haven't you? Talent contracts.
Who's working television?
Oh, now he thinks Luke's straight. If you think Luke's straight, honey, you got a lot. You need some help.
That you need to watch the show more regularly.
Yeah.
Just fly right out of here. Gone. Honey, he's the biggest power bottom on that side of the ocean.
Luke looks a little uncomfortable at the moment, Jeffrey. You should dial it back.
Listen, when you have to clean up somebody's used condom on the deck before the kids get it, you can say whatever you want.
Jeffrey.
I've already said it on air. Oh, he feels terrible. Oh, look, he told me to shut up. He must be related to Biden.
Wait, I'm deflecting. I'm deflecting. There you go.
Shut up, man. Oh. Just yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm kidding.
Don't give him the attention he wants, Ryan. Don't give it to him. He's already got a song. He doesn't need any more attention. Look.
Two. Get it right. Two.
Where's the other song?
That's just Jeffrey.
No.
I'll send it to you. It's very fun.
It's not Meredith Brooks.
No. Well, actually, that was my signature song in drag, was Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I was nasty. I hated it. Oh, that was just, there was not, no part of that was fun. I like the
You did it for a long time.
Did you make lots of tips?
Not often, though. Like, I would always pull a Whitney and not show up. Like, I would show up, but Whoopi wouldn't show up, you know? And they're like, we knew it.
Jeff, do you have any pictures of Whoopi?
There may have been some that just would have shown up on my memories, but I chose not to share it.
Oh, why not?
My memory.
We can't do a late edition like drag race thing for like season 14. No.
Listen, in the beginning.
Come on, get us the inside goss.
No. Oh, actually, I knew like Pandora and stuff because they'd all would be on the Central New York circuit. So
somebody in the circuit's got to have some pictures of Whoopi.
Oh, there's
Madison will have some.
You can find them. Madison's got one of me in the white hair that Frank did, I think, for one of the lesbian conventions. No. Because he used to put me in these crazy outfits. It would be like feather boas that were rainbowed with this rainbow sequin. Oh, God, it was terrible. He's like, the lesbians love it. And it was true.
I'm trying to see if I can even find one of, like, me. And I'm just like,
Vera, where's your drag photos, Vera?
There's one of me just in the sacrifice. A friend of mine, well, she's not my friend anymore, but she used to have this Valentine's Day as a drag party. And all the men came as women, all the women came as men. So one year I was a mobster. I had on a tux and a cigar. Another year I was a soccer player.
Was it a hairy lesbian?
Huh?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I found one.
Wow, you're pretty.
He's very slutty. It's just like him in real life. Power bomb.
What do you know?
I live to serve.
This show has gone downhill.
Bang, bang!
I thought this was going to be like a really like political show. We were going to get into the nitty gritty with the debate
and talk about
what have we talked about? Drag queens.
Okay. Well, we know Trump's a bottom. Oh my God! Lazy one. Did you guys see
Trump
this shit
is
about
the king of the small dick energy? This is Trump's problem right here.
Eyebrows. Matt Gaetz out of Florida. His secret lover allegedly that he's been hiding that is from another
his
country.
Son?
Wasn't his even son? An American. No, his secret lover allegedly.
Yeah, I know.
It's now a citizen. So this whole time, this asshole's like, we can't have legal. We can't have. He's got one woman with him that he's banging and saying it's his kid.
There's no end to the hypocrisy of the current Republican Party. It's like they're the ones that were jumping up and down 9.5 months before the election saying Obama can't seat a court judge. It's not right. Nobody seats it. And now they're trying to shove Amy Barrett, Browning, Conan, whatever the hell her name is, straight into the Supreme Court in 15 minutes. There's
love Hewitt.
The hypocrisy. Illegals are draining our country because they're not paying taxes. But Trump is the smartest man on earth because he only paid $750. There's no end.
You know what, though? I got to say this. If you have a good accountant who knows the tax laws, you don't have to pay taxes if you own your own businesses. Like,
yeah,
I mean, you do pay taxes.
I am so fucking sick of that.
What he paid is ridiculous.
I work hard for my money. I'm a single woman with no kids. I'm in the highest tax bracket there is.
Me too.
And if I can pay 18% of my salary in taxes to make sure that somebody else's kids can go to school and somebody else can be rescued by the police and the firemen will come if your house catches on fire, then those motherfuckers can pay it too.
So what you're saying is you don't have a good accountant.
No, the thing is I don't make enough money. I don't fall into the rich kids club.
We work for wages, Jeff. So we have like a set amount of tax we have to pay. You know, I was saying in like the other episode, I pay nearly $1,000 a fortnight, so $500 a week tax. That comes out of my wage before I get whatever I get. $500 a week. That's like crazy.
Yeah, I pay pretty close to that. I mean, I'm on the lower end of the nursing scale because I'm not doing shift work and I'm not doing weekends and I'm not on call. But I pay, you know, near $400 a week.
Because our subscribers aren't going to YouTube and subscribing, I'm not going to have a very good tax return this year. So kids, if you're watching now, go over to youtube.com/uncensored radio because we all got bills to pay. And as you can see, the light keeps going out. You know what I'm saying? My real lights are in New York. You know what I didn't plan on being here this long. And now I just got to confirm that I'm going to be here in December. So,
are you ever coming back?
Probably for like a month or two in the spring so that I could be a resident of New York and get that good insurance.
Do you got your absentee ballot to vote?
Are you kidding?
I'm just asking.
I can't miss this shit. I'm writing it over.
You got to vote for my sister.
Yes, of course. I always do. Are you kidding? Because usually those races, I don't know who the hell it is. So when I know it's me, I'm like, yeah!
She would be happy to come on the show and talk to us some night, but half of our fans in Australia and they can't vote for her.
I'm sure it's still a good evening.
Maybe we'll get some fun locals. It happens occasionally.
It does. Like Ryan.
I really want a troll show. No, I want the trolls to come out.
So much fun. I love it when we get trolls.
Maybe we need to book her in, Vera.
Oh my God. Why do you attract all these trolls?
Why do we attract so many Trump lovers? What is
that?
I know.
So I have my friend Mary. Okay, she's gonna come on the show and join us. Mary. And she's very how do I describe Mary? There's something about Mary. I can't wait. She just does not give a rat's ass about what she says or who she says it to. And she's just very brutally honest. And she hates everybody in the government. Excuse me. And she's so much fun. I love her. And COVID, she's like not having none of it.
Jeff, this isn't the Mary that I met, right?
I don't know. Was she high? No, not that Mary. No. Oh, that Mary? No. I don't know her. I don't know her anymore. Actually, she unblocked me after like 2 years. And,
why did she block you, though?
No one because she got drunk and she was mad because I was not dealing with it. I went to bed. I'm like, good night, bitch.
But no one was mean to her.
Well, yeah, she couldn't sleep.
No one cared, really. I mean, like, I don't know why she...
It wasn't that at the time.
Moving on.
Do you like my tits?
Too much pressure.
Oh no.
Spice.
Oh gosh.
Luke was obsessed while he was here.
With what?
What?
American Dingle.
No.
I've heard stories.
Yeah.
It's not true.
That's for Patreon.
I will come into everything truthfully, but that's not true.
That is not true.
I was obsessed with Wendy's for
that's really true.
It's now five for five, Luke.
Let's go and get a McChicken. Yeah.
They're a dollar. They're a dollar, Steve. They're the same as ours. They're a dollar.
Walmart. He would come back with $250 worth of just junk food. That's all it was, junk food.
I am guilty of the
your
Walmart.
Your kids love me.
I've been over there, I'm like, Walmart! Ah!
I'd be stocking his kids up, Jeff's kids up, with all this sugar. Really, and then they'd just be going crazy. Like, you know, these kids would be fighting and throwing shit there. And he's like, what is going on with these kids? I was like, I don't know.
Everywhere I looked, there was tons of cases of soda, every possible sugary item, little Debbie's. He had ice creams coming out of his ass. It was insane. I've never seen anybody come back with just that much junk.
I'm going to get that footage of like when all hell broke loose and like Buffy and Gabe are like arguing over whose house it really is.
Weren't they eating a popsicle? Weren't they having a chocolate?
Buffy sure just moved in and took the whole house. It was hers.
It's my daddy. Two daddies.
She's British.
Sorry, my net dropped then. Yeah, so she was like going crazy, like kicking stuff, and she's like, this is my house. It's my two daddies. And poor Gabe's just sitting there and he's like looking like, someone stop her.
Did anybody?
No, no, no. I didn't in the end, because I could see like it was starting to bother Gabe. Like, cause she's like half his size and she's like lording over this poor kid. And I was like, nah, you gotta stop now, girl. That's enough.
You know, it's like, hey,
Chihuahua taking on the Doberman.
Yeah, if you want to be straight, this is what you're going to have to deal with your whole fucking life.
Wait a minute.
Okay, because I'm sure I have that reputation. I'm sorry. If I get a little mad if you can't clean the piss off the toilet seat, I'm sorry. I don't think that's asking too much.
Oh, hey. I don't even want guys to sleep in the same bedroom. Thank you for everything. There's a guest room.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay in that
bed. And I am the queen. I sleep from left to right. Over there.
Vera, there's Vera's in no parking zone. You just got to move along. When you're done,
you're lovely. Like
a drive through window. Thank you for your service. Now move along.
Thanks for the slap and tickle.
Don't wake me in the morning.
Luke, you probably know all about this. What do you do when they don't want to leave in the morning?
Oh, that's easy. You just pretend that you're really itchy all of a sudden. And that, you know.
Or Luke.
What a time to
or you do what there's two single words that Luke throws up
at, didn't I?
Juice box, Luke.
Juice box.
In the bed.
Oh my god.
No, this story, I'm scared if I start to tell it, it'll drop out. Okay, this was going back a while ago. Like, this is like over a year ago, more than a year ago. Okay. So someone who was quite attractive and we got along quite well stayed over. Anyway, my daughter had left a juice box in my bed. And at some point the night, this juice box had been crushed and exploded all through the bed, like everywhere. It was like apple juice. So it was like someone pissed the bed. So the next morning, we didn't know the juice box was there. It was like this awkward moment. It was like, he left and we never spoke again. I text him like that night when I realized there was like a juice box crushed in the bed. I was like, oh, that was like apple juice. And he's just like,
yeah, but the best part is you thought he pissed until you found
out. I thought he pissed my bed and he thought I pissed my bed, so it was dumb.
You know, I had that.
There is no coming back from that.
No, you can't bounce back.
You can't have a strong foundation from. Remember that night that you pissed on me?
Listen, that allegedly. One of my friends. It was Easter morning. Picture it, like, you know, in the early 2000s. She woke up and she knew Sicily. She was sleeping with somebody. They went out drinking, they boffed, and he was a bedwetter.
She woke up
and she's like, oh my God, get the fuck up. You pissed my bed. He jumps up, no clothes on, says, check your pussy, bitch. And he storms out of her house, buck naked. And she's like, I just can see him putting clothes on as he's walking down the street. I am not a good friend because I couldn't even console her because she was really upset about her bed and I just couldn't stop laughing. And she's like, fuck you, it's not funny. Yeah, bitch, it is. He told you to check your pussy. So look, if that happens again, you just need to tell the boy, check your man pussy. Bag.
Check your pussy.
Just the important thing is sheets can be washed. Sheets can be washed. Stories last forever.
She didn't have a mattress.
Does anybody watch Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers is does the late.
Oh, yeah.
The other night he did a bit about the debate. He said this couldn't have been more of a shit show if Wolf Blitzer was full on BDSM singing all the words to WAP.
I might pay money to see that.
He had a little picture of Wolf with suspenders and little leather chap.
Oh my god. Luke, only you. You got the cutter, you got a bed pisser, you got a club foot. Like, Luke.
We got I've got like quite the menagerie, don't I?
What kind of energy are you sending out?
I know, I've realized I'm the one putting blood in the water. So there's something wrong here. I get it.
Luke, check your manhole.
Bitch, check your blowhole.
Honey, that thing's in retirement as well. Maybe after I pull the next Kirstie Alley and get on one of these food things and then become their new spokesperson so we can have a budget, I'll drop all the weight again. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's paying me like $7 million, bitch, watch out. Ice soda. I get.
Call us.
I'll start my own organic liaisons. I messaged her to see if she wanted to come on. I'm not surprised she didn't get back to me. She may have seen the joke I did about, you know, I'm the gay Kirstie Alley. You never know what size I'm going to be. And I don't think she cared for that. And neither did Ricky Lake.
Do you think they knew you made that joke?
Yeah, actually. But Ricky Lake's great. She's been on the old show. So you can go
on
Spotify and you can listen to that anytime. There's clips of it on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/uncensored.
Oh, wait, I'm back. I can do that one for you.
Who just whines like that?
I don't know what that
is
was.
Buffy there?
It no, sounded... that wasn't me. It's your ghost. It's your ghost.
Oh.
No, he was freaking out on the last show. Weren't you? You're sitting there like, I can hear all these voices.
You're going to love it, Vera.
Down the hall.
You're having that Patrick Swayze moment.
FICA score. Like, I mean, if he's dead, can I get a social security number? Can it still work like that? Let me get, you remember back in the day?
That's where the treasure is.
Did you ever, like, you know, have a prisoner hook up your phone bill or your cable bill, like my one girlfriend? When you didn't have to have an ID? Like, you know, you could just call up with a social security number and be like, yeah, I want to get my cable hooked on. Those were the days.
I never did that.
Mm-hmm. Rough trade.
Never.
No
prisoner. She was in for life. What do you need?
Old girl runs deep in me, even though Jesus and I have broken up.
There's another shirt. Jesus and I have broken up with Vera.
Like I said, I remembered his birthday. He never remembered mine.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. My aunt and uncle, they're like saying the kids what they want or whatever. And they're like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, well, a 4-seater front-facing golf cart. I don't feel like it's asking too much. I mean, I screened the porch. I mean, I guess. But are we still going to have good fighting shows? You know what I mean? Like, I love those videos on YouTube of people beating the shit out of each other, the crackheads at McDonald's, fighting with the cashiers.
As long as there's crack, that'll still keep going on.
It was around forever. It'll be around. But now we see it more because we have cell phones. Everybody got cell phones.
Next time you're wicked stressed out, go like watch crazy people fighting on YouTube. I'm telling you, if that don't cure your anxiety, kill yourself. I'm kidding. I'm
don't
kidding.
Do that. No,
I'm no.
I'm putting this one up real quick.
Unless you hook up your life insurance to Uncensored Radio.
Wait, I'm just going to do this. The thoughts and opinions expressed during this broadcast are that of the speaker and do not fully express the opinions of Uncensored Radio.
Uncensored Radio, they host Night Terrors.
I only have heard what Luke was saying before we went to air. So much worse than anything I could ever. I would never repeat it because I'm not that kind of girl.
And I would never admit to it.
Allegedly.
It's definitely always going to be allegedly.
That's right, kids. Everything we say is it's comedy.
Oh, crikey,
people.
My
it's
internet's comedy. Falling out again. What am I doing?
Is it comedy or is it just a mess?
It's time to go. It's time to go. It's,
yeah, everyone's losing power. And the wheels
you know, I'm upgrading my internet. I'm actually going down to Officeworks like tomorrow and getting like a better router and stuff. I'm not messing around. This is not on. And I didn't piss the bed.